Welcome back to the Generic Sports Show. I am Corey Jennerjohn. Right now we have a special guest, probably one of the best Packer blogs you'll ever find, and it's absolutely remarkable right now. Right now I'm joined by Aaron Nagler. Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem, Corey. Thanks for having me on.
You are the webmaster president. What's your official title of CheeseheadTV.com?
That's a good question. Co-founder, I think, is the correct title. I founded Cheesehead TV back in 2007 with my good friend Corey Behnke, and we've been going ever since.
Yeah, just a remarkable website. Anybody that wants any information on the Packers can find it here. I mean, you guys bring in every media source. You have great links. There's video, multimedia. I mean, you guys really know what you're doing.
Well, I'd put all the wonderful things about the site on Corey's lap for praise. I provide content and analysis, and Corey does all the magic stuff. And we're slowly expanding. We've brought on a bunch of new writers. We've got Brian Caravu on board now, who's serves as our beat writer. And we've got a dedicated fan blog known as the Packers Lounge. Alex Talish mans that for us. And it's coming together pretty nicely, I guess.
What'd you say is the most interesting part of the website, would you say?
I think, for me, I like the fact that there's a forum where Packer fans can go, and this is really why, how the whole thing got started, is that it's a forum where Packer fans can go where every facet of the fan spectrum, I guess you could say, is heard from. Their views are heard. They're respectfully they're given their respect that they're due, and it doesn't ever degenerate. Although maybe occasionally, sometimes it does. But we try to make sure it doesn't degenerate into, with so many sites, the problem with like forums and a lot of other blogs is like you read their comment sections, and it's just you can't get past a few comments without someone starting to call somebody a name or something like that. And this is I feel it's a real bastion of civility in a sea of fandom where, sports in general these days, it's gotten a little out of control. And I think Packer fans have found a place where they can go and discuss football, mostly just football and Packer football, intelligently and, have a reasonable discourse with people that they may or may not agree with.
And you don't have to worry about personal attacks or anything like that. I think that's absolutely great.
No, I mean, like I said, it's probably the thing I'm most proud of when it comes to the site.
Chatting with co-founder of CheeseheadTV.com, Aaron Nagler. Aaron, you guys are based out of New York. I mean, this is kind of cool for something so far away.
Yeah, it's funny. I guess with the internet, you don't really need to be where the team is if you want to cover a team the way we are. We do now. Like I said, we do have somebody on the ground there with Brian, who is in the area and he attended every single practice during training camp for us, but as far as like you obviously we watch the games, and then you can see all the interviews online at packers.com. You have now access through the internet to all of the press conferences from Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy. So the only thing we're lacking is access to the locker room, really, and talking to the guys, and even that's kind of falling away because now we have during the season we have weekly live shows every week, and last night we had JerMichael Finley on. So, and we've had Leroy Butler come on the show and things like that. So even that is starting to chip away. I mean, and that's mostly due to the advent of things like Facebook and Twitter. And, these guys are so much more accessible now to fans than they ever were before. So, being in New York has its challenges, but it also has its rewards in that, my day job is literally across the street from the NFL offices.
Oh, wow.
And I've gotten to know a lot of the people there as well. So we kind of consider it the best of both worlds. We can cover the Packers, but we can also be kind of plugged into the NFL as well.
Okay. Chatting with the co-founder of CheeseheadTV.com, Aaron Nagler. Aaron, we were just talking about this before. What Packer, either a player, coach, possibly Ted Thompson even as a general manager, what personnel member on the Packers has got the most pressure as we head into week one?
Well, if you're looking at the entire organization and, from the top to the bottom, I think number one and I think this will be probably true throughout the season, it's got to be Dom Capers. I think ultimately, you know, it starts with Ted, it starts with Thompson, and then, you know, obviously Mike McCarthy's right there, but ultimately it's going to come down to Dom Capers, and just behind him will be Ted Thompson, because with the moves or non-moves that Ted made over the course of the offseason, not bringing in, you know, any help for the secondary, just trusting that their guys already on the squad and drafting guys will improve the issues in the secondary alone, well, now it's going to be up to Dom Capers to not only put those guys in a position to succeed, but to figure out a way to generate a pass rush, which will hopefully, you know, at least limit the exposure that the young secondary will be given to. Just because, you know, the offense is going to score points. You know they can score with anybody. The biggest problems they had, and this has been documented throughout the offseason, is, with all the veteran quarterbacks that they faced.
Yep.
They faced quite a few this season, starting with, they faced Donovan McNabb early, and they faced Brady later on. Of course, they have Mr. Favre again twice, so... You know, those are going to be challenges, and it's going to be up to Capers to try and make sure that he gets that problem fixed. And if he does, I don't see any reason why this team can't, compete for a Super Bowl.
As well as, let's not forget, they also face Tony Romo. So they face five very top-tier quarterbacks, very good quarterbacks this season. But as well, also, to kind of go off that, I think Ted Thompson was thinking this season, I mean, he was probably thinking... he was hoping that Al Harris wouldn't be placed on the PUP list. He was probably hoping that he'd be ready to go by week one.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I got to think, if he's being realistic, he had to have, in the back of his mind, he had to think that, you know, Al Harris was going to start on the PUP. You can't look at that injury. And if you've watched any of the videos on National Football Post where Al Harris was documenting his recovery via these, you know, YouTube videos that he was doing, his trainer indicated in the very first video that he did, this is the worst knee injury he's seen in his 20 years of training, guys. I mean, he blew out every single thing he could possibly blow out in that knee. And you factor in the fact that, you know, Al's an older player. He's in his 30s, and he's getting up there. And I think if he did think that, then that was incredibly wishful thinking on Ted's part. But I don't think it's a surprise that he's on the PUP. I just think that Thompson believes this strongly in the guys that he's got on his roster. And there's nothing wrong with that, but then you have to produce. And if the guys don't produce, then like you said, the pressure will definitely follow from that.
that's very true. Chatting with Aaron Nagler, co-founder of CheeseheadTV.com. A lot of Super Bowl talk with the Packers this year. I mean, is it a little bit too early? I mean, is it, you know, what do you make of all that kind of talk?
Well, funnily enough, I had a bit of a back and forth with Drew Olson he's on the radio down in Milwaukee, restaurantmilwaukee.com. He had put a post after, I think it was family night, about players needing to be quiet about Super Bowl talk. And I don't have a problem with Super Bowl talk, like Nick Barnett going on NFL Total Access and saying Super Bowl or die in late July, early August. when they haven't done anything. I have no problem with that. But I think... And appropriate enough, Ted Thompson came out and said, I think we're done with that, and they have been. Because now they're in the mode of, okay, now they're going to work, you know? And so now it's getting ready for tomorrow night, final preseason game. They'll have their final cuts on Saturday. And then, you know, you start the real, you know, long trek towards trying to get to a Super Bowl. And you haven't heard many of those comments, you know, since the preseason game started. And I think that's a good thing, and I think that Mike and Ted probably... you know, put it in no uncertain terms that needed to stop. I didn't have a problem with it in July. I don't think there's any place for it in September, and I don't think you'll hear it.
Chatting with Aaron Nagler, co-founder of CheeseheadTV.com. Aaron, as far as the offense goes, I mean, I can't really find too many flaws. I mean, Aaron Rodgers looks fantastic. A couple of publications have already tabbed him as the 2010 MVP. I mean, this offense looks like it could potentially be even better than last year.
I think the potential's there, definitely, and I think it will all start with how they, you know, shore up the sack problem that they had last year, and they did go a long way towards that towards the end of the year, but even in the playoff game, you know, Rodgers went down five times. Now, some of that was on the offensive line, but some of it still was on Aaron Rodgers. And the offense is close to unstoppable. There's no doubt about that. The one area they're going to struggle with again this year, and that's just something Packer fans are going to have to live with, is converting short yardage situations. People get upset when Mike throws the ball on third and one or third and two, but that's what this team is designed to do. And I just don't think, as long as they're running this scheme and have this type of personnel, that people get upset because they don't pound the football. Well, they're not built to pound the football. I mean, we can call that a weakness, and that is probably the weakest area on the offense, but that's not what this offense is designed to do. It's designed to get three or four wide receivers on the field and stretch the defense out, and then have a great quarterback like Aaron Rodgers find the open guy. And for the most part, he's been able to do that, and I think he'll continue to do that.
Is JaMychal Finley, is he blossoming into a potential Pro Bowl, if not one of the best tight ends in the National Football League?
Absolutely. I think, I've been on the Finley bandwagon since day one. Anyone who reads the site knows this. I think Finley has the potential to be not only the best tight end in the NFL for the next couple of years, but to be one of, if not the best tight end to ever play the position.
Wow, that's a lot to say, Aaron.
I know. It's a bold statement, but like I say, anybody who reads the site knows I'm not one to shy away from bold statements.
Okay. Right now, Aaron, I'm going to do a cool or uncool segment. I'll give you a topic, and you're just telling me if it's cool or uncool, right?
All right.
Okay. Kurt Warner on Dancing with the Stars. Cool or uncool?
Uncool.
Uncool. All right. Chuck Taylor's shoes. Cool or uncool?
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
All right. FIBA World Championships. Cool or uncool?
Cool.
All right. Aaron Rodgers' new facial hair. Cool or uncool?
Very cool.
Everybody seems to like that.
Oh, I love it. Apparently they had their luncheon today, and I guess the players all showed up in Uber Western gear, complete with big 10-gallon hats. And apparently Rodgers stole the show. So I'm looking forward to some shots from that.
Nice. That's unbelievable. Post-game fireworks, cool or uncool?
Cool.
All right. And, NCAA schools changing conferences, cool or uncool?
Very uncool.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Aaron. I appreciate it. Great job.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
All right, not a problem. Take care.